Would I say Satan is Lucifer?
Yeah.
That's a name he's been given.
The devil is his name in Scripture.
What's that? What's Lucifer's last name?
According to the Scriptures, what does it say?
I don't know. Is it Morning
That's
Star?
The good news.
People have named him that as well.
What does Revelation 22:16 say?
22:16?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
Jesus
what does it
Christ
say?
Is the Morning Star.
No, you're saying I've heard this before. You're tying Jesus Christ and that's, you know who that is? That's Mormon doctrine because they believe that Christ and Lucifer are spirit brothers. That's absolutely a lie.
Yeah.
That's absolutely a lie. Because Jesus makes a clear definition between the father of lies, which is Satan, and his father in heaven. And Jesus was fully man, fully God. So that's blasphemy. If I were you, I'd repent of that because you're in great danger. Blasphemy of defaming Christ and calling him. You know who did that? You know who else did that? Because I love you. You know who else did that? The Pharisees. The Pharisees, as Jesus was doing all types of miracles, they said, "You're of Satan." And they got in grave, grave danger. And he said, "The hot fires of hell are going to be worse for them, you, than it is for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day because they denied the truth of God."
Yeah.
So
would you say Jesus died for our sins or did he die because of our sins?
Both.
Okay.
He died to save us from our sin. He will not save anyone in their sin. Forget these man-made religions that tell you, like the Baptists that tell you, "Oh, you're going to sin a lot. Jesus died. He covers all your sin, past, present, and future, and you can just continue to live any way you want." No. Jesus said his first ministry words, what were they? Repent. That means change your mind, change your ways. Come out of the world. Come out of all false ways. And so Jesus did die for our sins. He was a sacrificial lamb, but he also died to call us out of our sin.
So Jesus and the Holy Spirit or God are the same person, right?
There's three in one. It's very hard. It's
so
very
God,
hard to
so
understand.
Jesus is the human form of God, right?
Jesus is the Word made flesh. The Bible says
so
in
would
John
you say
1.
Say that being human is so painful that God killed himself.
Being human is so painful that God killed himself?
Yeah, he committed suicide.
No, actually, what I would say is, you know, people have tried to say that God did child abuse by sending his son, but where they totally missed that is, it was him himself. It's kind of like, hold on, it's kind of like you have 12 children,
yeah,
and your house is on fire,
yeah,
and you're standing there and you've got your oldest son who made it out,
yeah,
and you say to your oldest son, "Go back in and get everybody else," while you stand there and do nothing.
Yeah.
That would be child abuse because you could go. Instead of you going, "Son, wait here, I'm going."
Yeah.
You go in. That's what God did. He sent himself. And in fact, if you look at all the religions of the world, they're all reaching up to God. Pagans, Wiccans, Muslims, Hindus, New Agers. They're all reaching up to God like this. You know what? Christianity is the only faith where God reached down to us in himself.
Which religion is the perfect religion, the true religion?
James 1:27 says perfect religion is keep yourself unspotted from the world, take care of widows and orphans. That would be the Christian faith. That's perfect religion.
I don't know.
Man makes religion outside of the truth of God.
There you go, because it's man-made. It's religion.
I said man makes religion, but not God's religion.
There's truth in all religions, but not one
but,
true religion.
No, God's the founder of it. He created the world.
Yeah.
He created the earth you're walking on.
But he's a jealous God. He says not
of course he is.
To worship other gods.
Of course he is.
That's a sin right there. Why would
I
follow a God
that's jealous? Well, first of all, murder and killing would be a sin.
Yeah.
But God, because he owns everything, he's a righteous judge, and his judgment is always righteous. So when someone is judged worthy of death, he's a righteous judge, and he makes the judgment. You're walking in dangerous territory. You're like Job. Job started asking questions, and do you know what God said to Job?
No.
Where were you when I created the foundations of the world?
Yeah.
You were nothing then. You'll be dust one day. Don't question and challenge God's authority, sir.
Yeah.
It's a losing, losing proposition.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus is not Satan. He's the only way. Repent.
Right?
Did you get a gospel card? Here's the gospel. There's my email. If you ever want to email me, ask more questions or talk, I'd be happy to talk with you. Thank you for asking questions and not mocking. God be praised. Amen. You got one?
I got one.
Take another one. Give it to a friend. Everybody needs it.
I'll give it tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. God be praised. We're just out.
Good to see you all right.
We're just out there preaching the gospel, calling people out of the corrupt culture, out of the false religions and the mindsets of the world. Let me know if we don't need it. You know what we got? We got the Word of God, the Spirit of God. What everybody does with this stuff is not our business. I'm just out here with my hands clean.
Planting seeds.
My wife and I sold everything we own. I retired early. We live in a camper van and we travel the country to do this. I can't think of anything better to invest my life in than this. I could have been sitting on my porch watching deer and turkey the rest of my life. But you know what? I can't meet you. I can't meet that guy I just witnessed to as I sit on the porch. Check out my website. Let me know if I ever help you.
Hey, take care.
I love you, Lur. I love you, sir. Take care. Follow the Lord with all your heart.